about that. We're talking different kind of music right now here on the Mighty 790 KFGO. We got a hip-hop video cast coming up on Wednesday. And joining us right now from D. Mills and the Thrills is D. Mill herself, Diane Miller, here on KFGO. Hello.
Hello. Good to be here, Bob.
It's been a while since we've chatted.
It has been.
Hey, by the way, your mom and dad did a great job over at that New Year's review.
My parents are the bomb. They know how to rule the stage.
They do that once in a while, don't they?
They do. It seems like around December every year, they like to get involved in theater. It's completely new endeavor. They've never done this ever in their life until the last 5 or so years.
Inspired by their daughter, maybe?
Who knows? Perhaps.
Mark and Evie.
Emmy.
Yep. Emmy. I mean, yep. That's right.
Right.
I'm just double checking, make sure I got to make sure you do. Okay. You're one of the busiest gals I know as far as music is concerned. You're in what, 3 different bands?
3. I just started a 4th band recently.
Now, which one is that?
That's going to be a rock and roll band. It's going to be like a punk rock kind of thing with a bunch of chicks. Well, a bunch of chicks, 3 chicks and then a boy drummer. We were trying to go with the all girl band, but there was one girl we had in mind, and she's the drummer of this band called Save Me CJ. Her name's Tessa, and she's like a monster on the drums, but she's just too busy.
So that you're rehearsing? You haven't started that yet?
We've rehearsed a few times. We have a few songs.
Okay.
But, who knows when our first show will be soon, hopefully. I'm like super stoked about it. I've never played electric guitar live.
Well,
so
you're welcome to come here.
Okay.
Yeah. Before your first gig, you're welcome to come here.
Okay. Well, I will warn you. It's pretty hardcore. Well, sort of. Well, depending on how many.
We'll be the judge of that, won't we, Scott?
Hey, we are nothing if not judges. We will be judgmental.
I love it. Good.
4 bands. And, of course, folks will know you from the High Plains Reader as well.
Correct. Yes.
So, busy, busy lady. But this thing that's coming up Wednesday, I haven't heard about this as any type of thing like this before. It's a hip-hop video cast. First of all, what is it and who came up with the idea?
Well, I will say, I mean, this video cast is Ben's idea, and I mean, this is probably the only time it'll be a hip-hop video cast, but it's going to be featuring D. Mills and the Thrills, and I'll let Ben talk about it. This is Ben's idea. This whole
basically what happened is Richard Vodran, who's another artist at the Spirit Room, and myself, I have a room up at the Spirit Room where I do art. We met up there, and he had some cameras, and I have audio gear, and we realized that most bands in Fargo don't have high-quality video and audio of themselves on the internet, mainly due to the difficulty in producing it.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we decided is that we would get together and get some other people to volunteer, and once a month make a live video cast of a band, sort of in the style of European music television from the 60s and 70s.
You better explain that. Can you explain that?
Yeah, at the time. So if you want to see a video of most rock and roll or jazz bands from, say, the 60s, American television didn't run much of that. And if you go on YouTube and you look for it, what you'll find is that national European stations tended to be pretty welcome to having video specials for bands. And they tend to be very simple. Just a couple cameras set up, a studio audience, the band comes on, they play live. It's often very raw, but very vital and interesting to watch. You get the impression of what the band is like. And so we wanted our show to be very similar. And hopefully that's what it's going to be.
Yeah, you bring up a good point, because so many of the shows in the U.S. back in that time, most of them were lip sync, weren't they?
Yeah, if you think of Dick Clark or something, it's not a raw, vital, live performance by a band. It's a pretty processed product.
Yeah. They didn't have to pay them as much. If they lip-synced, they got paid less or something like that. I think it was paying. I'm not sure. But anyway. Well, this is a really interesting idea. You say this is the first?
This is going to be the very first one, and it is going to take place on Wednesday the 29th. The doors open at 7:30. The show starts at 8 p.m.
And now, have you got others lined up, or are you just going to wait and see how this one turns out first?
Good question. Well, what we're actually trying to do is we're trying to get as many musicians as possible to come. Over the course of the next year, depending on whether we have 1 band per show or 2 bands per show, we will need between 11 and 22 bands. finding 22 bands, live bands, original bands in the city of Fargo who have an hour of original material may be difficult. Mm-hmm. So if you're a musician out there, we really, really want you to come.
Yeah, I know, like you say, that much material might be a little difficult. I know we got a lot of great songwriters in this town, but to have that kind of wealth in their repertoire, for lack of a better term, it might be a little tough. It might be a little tough. So once again, it's the Spirit Room, though, is they don't sit a lot of folks there, right? That's not a very big room, right?
Yeah, we're doing it up in the Lotus Gallery, which is at 111 Broadway, Fargo. I would say we can probably get about 60 people in. So, it's a small space. We're going to seat people on the floor on rugs and pillows in order to get sort of the right ambiance.
You know, now, talk about going back to the 60s.
Very, very 60s.
And I should note that the Spirit Room is also houses the Listening Room, which is actually a different room. But the Listening Room is known for having more of acoustic show, so that's going to be actually different. Okay. So.
Yeah, I actually believe that as we speak, the Listening Room is putting on a show. Scott over there is very generously going to loan us his lighting gear to put on our show. Good. We're very lucky.
Diane, who went to who for this idea?
Ben. Ben came to us. Came to Tom, actually, my boyfriend. And
yeah, what happened was we've actually been working on this for months. And finally, we sort of put together the materials we needed. Finally, we got together sort of the people we needed. And we were given a date. Don Morgan, who is the director at the Spirit Room, said, well, hey, why don't you do it on Wednesday the 29th? And that was only 2 weeks ago. So immediately I said, oh, boy, who am I going to get to be on the show? And fortunately, the first person I called was Tom and D Mills and the Thrills. They said, yeah, we'll do it.
So. That's pretty cool. Wednesday night, though, that's kind of I'm sure you're going to get enough in the room. That's not the usual night for music.
Yeah. Well, the significant thing about this show is the first time we've ever done an all ages show. So it's, it'll be maybe a little tough to get people out on a Wednesday, but you know, I really wanted to do this show specifically to have this material to work with and actually have video that people could see, because mm-hmm. we still don't have anything like that. So,
well, you got those balcony things.
We do have the balcony thing, but that was not for D-Mills and the Thrills.
Yeah,
so.
That's true. But I really like that. I thought those were pretty cool. So when what is going to be the outcome then? When this is all finished, you're going to hit it with the internet then?
Yes, actually, when we are finished, hopefully what we will produce each time is a hour-long video of a live band. So you'll go and it'll very much give you the impression of what the band is like. We're going to put them out on YouTube. The goal is to get them out either the next day or the day after. Not too much thought, just very good, rough work. Put it all together and put it out.
Okay. So it's an hour straight then?
It will be an hour straight. One of the special things we want to incorporate into the show is that the band plays continuously. Mm-hmm. If the band stops playing, the guitarist is tuning his guitar. We want to leave that in so that you get sort of the raw feeling of what it was actually like to watch this band.
Okay, I think you've answered the question, but I kind of phrased it wrong. I mean, it's going to be an hour continuous no matter what. One hour, 60 minutes straight in a row no matter what happens.
That is correct.
Okay. And now, where are we going to find this video then?
You can actually get in touch with us at spiritoffargo@gmail.com or friend us at Facebook. Our Facebook account is called Spirit Fargo. Once we make the first show, then we're going to start a YouTube channel.
Ah, very good. Very good. Say, Diane, what do the other members of the band think?
They're down. They're down. They're ready. They're ready to rock and roll.
I'm glad.
So, I mean, this will definitely be a different experience for us, but well, we're excited. We're ready to throw the punches and go with it.
Have you got folks already interested in being for number two?
Tons and tons of people. I've pretty much gotten contact with every musician that I know in Fargo, and when we have the show, we're going to have a contact sheet. I'm going to try to get all the musicians who come to come and sign up and give me their contact info. So if you're a musician out there, email us at spiritoffargo@gmail.com because we're really, really interested in finding bands who are going to be on the show over the next year.
All right, 8:18 is our time here at KFGO. We're going to take a break, and I'm going to tell the folks to get a piece of paper and a pencil handy because we're going to give those email addresses and websites all over again here in just a few moments. So we'll be right back. Diane is here along with Ben. We're talking about the big public hip-hop video cast over in Fargo at the Spirit Room coming up Wednesday. 8:21 is our time here at KFGO. Scott, we'll have to keep an eye on the door. We got a guest coming in at 8:35.
You mean the one you were talking about earlier that I probably forgot about, but I didn't?
Yeah. He told me, by the way, he's going to set 3 alarms just to make sure he makes it tonight. Let's see here. We've got more here with Diane Miller, Deep Mills and the Thrills, and they're going to be, of course, over at the Spirit Room, as we were mentioning, this public hip-hop video cast coming out Wednesday night. Now, before we give out all the information again, I do want to mention that just around the corner is the big women's celebration of their music over at the Fargo Theater. Right. And now, if I remember right, there is stuff that happens before that, too, in a couple of different venues. I think there was a Red Raven last year and a couple of other spots, too, because, I mean, you're all over the place on this, right?
Correct. Yeah, there's usually pre-shows that happen. So I know the one for sure that the one that I'm involved in, I'm not going to be in the big show this year, but I will be in a pre-show, which is at the Hodo on February 13th, next Thursday. So it's usually Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Even this year, they're going to have a songwriter workshop with Chastity Brown.
Oh, man.
So she's a favorite. So for those who are interested in getting a songwriting workshop, that'll be on the Sunday afterwards.
She kind of reminds me a little bit of Bob Dylan.
Wow.
Don't you think when she gets up there and she has the harmonica strapped around her neck and she strums that guitar, and the lyrics are so pure, you know?
They are. She has this really free-spirited kind of style about her that I can maybe see where you get the Bob Dylan from, but I've never thought about that.
No. Well, I'm not saying she sounds like Bob Dylan.
No,
don't get me wrong, folks.
No,
okay?
Not at all.
And I also got a call. I guess Fancy That is in it this year, too, in some place. By the way, let's talk about that. Is the there's 5 people that originated this, right? One was Deb Jenkins, obviously.
Yep.
And wait a minute now. Don't get me wrong. Is it Nina Velo?
Nina Velo, yep. Nita Velo.
Nita Velo. And Sarah?
Sarah Moreau.
Sarah Moreau. I'm getting close. Oh, wait a minute. She's with the Etche.
Brenda Wyler?
There you go. Is she one of the originals?
Well, she was definitely as far back. She was probably one of the originals. Okay. I don't know if she was one to put her on, but yeah, she's definitely a veteran of the Celebration of Women in Their Music Festival.
Was there 5 of them? Was there one more that I'm missing?
I'm not sure, actually.
Okay.
I mean, I've been a part of this for the past probably 3 or 4 years, specifically, so I'm not sure.
This is a great thing that Deb's put together, though, because there is scholarship money that is awarded some very talented youngsters in this area, correct?
Tons of talent. It's amazing, like what she's done to give them a platform to perform at the Fargo Theater for so many women, not just even young women. But yeah, so she gives award money out, and you can spend the money on whatever you want.
Now, I understand the winners have been announced or have been notified, and I don't know if we'll get the names or not. But I think Deb is going to be with us sometime next week. And we'll get more details on all the things that are happening. But it is, I'm still to this day kicking myself in the rear end because I didn't go to this thing for 15 years. On the 16th year, I went. And I'm going, why didn't I go before? Because it's just a beautiful, beautiful event. And when all of you get together at the end and sing that one song, you know, that Nita wrote, I mean, it's really interesting and very inspiring. Not only concert, but for what you guys do over there. So that's pretty cool. Well, listen, what else do we want to catch on here? Did I miss something else? You mentioned, no, I don't think I missed anything else. So let's talk one more time about this hip-hop video cast. Ben is going to have all the equipment set up so people can come up and, you know, if you need to use the restroom that night, make sure you duck because the camera is going to be right on you, right?
That is correct. The audience is an important part of the picture.
Uh-huh.
The whole idea is when you look at the video, you'll see the audience looking at the band, and you'll see people dancing. People will be dancing to the band, and the whole element of excitement that comes from attending a real live performance will be captured in the film.
Uh-huh. So how many cameras?
We're going to probably have four cameras set
up. Four cameras?
Yeah. Cool.
Wow. That's interesting. That should be really... And then you've got an obvious switcher in the back, so you're just going to go from camera to camera and...
We have some really excellent equipment that Richard Vodrin... He had a lot of practice. He did public access television for a while. So it took us a while to get it all set up. But yeah, out in the hallway, we have this huge setup with all these tiny little TV screens, and he can switch between them. And probably we'll have one person operating a camera doing close-ups and stuff. So
Scott, we may have to take the night off. I think we should go over there.
I don't want a camera in my bathroom. No.
Well, if you come over, you get to be in the picture. That's part of the interest.
I mean, we've done a film. Remember that? No, we don't want to remember that, do we?
No, we did a film.
Yeah, but we don't want to remember that, do we?
But everybody says my face is perfect for radio. I don't know what they mean by that. But
Let's go through the details again. Wednesday night, doors open up at 7:30. Show's going to start promptly at 8.
That is correct.
Okay, and for 1 hour till 9. But more importantly, it's an all-ages event, right?
It's all
So bring the kids refreshments to be served?
Yes, refreshments will be served.
And it's free.
And it's free.
Refreshments are free?
No.
Well,
no.
Okay.
I guess I said that the wrong time.
The show is free.
The show is free.
Okay. And once again, the next day, hopefully, concert will be up on the internet to watch.
Yes, it will be on YouTube.
Okay, very good. The Facebook page again?
Our Facebook page is Spirit Fargo.
Spirit Fargo.
You can be the very first person to friend us. So.
We will do that. And spiritoffargo@gmail.com, you wanted that to put out for people who might be interested?
Absolutely. If you're a musician out there, get in touch with us at spiritoffargo@gmail.com or come to the show. We'll have a contact sheet. You can sign up, and that's going to be really helpful to us, yeah, because we need somewhere between, as I said earlier, 11 and 22 bands for the next year, which is a lot of bands.
Well, but this is a great idea, by the way, guys. You couldn't pick a better group, a lady and her gang, to be in there. Heck, you could have like four different. You could do it like four different times.
We could. We'll see. The Heaviest Ahead wouldn't work because we do all Bob Marley tunes, but Silver Daggers for sure.
Oh, we'll probably have you back. Thank you.
Which, by the way, that's a great album that you gave me that one time, the Silver Daggers.
Thank you.
Is your stuff still available?
It's still available, yeah. $5. You can buy on CD Baby. You can get it on for free, or Bandcamp as well.
CD Baby or Bandcamp. And you got any other gigs coming up, too, besides next Wednesday?
Next Wednesday... just Friday, February 13th with both bands, D-Mills and The Thrills and The Silver Daggers.
And where are they going to be at?
The Hodo.
The Hodo. Okay, very good. Make sure you check that out. Well, guys, Ken, thank you so much. Thank you so much for coming over here. It's great to see you again.
Good to
be
back.
Say hi to your mom and dad.
Absolutely.
And, I'm on till 9 o'clock that night. Otherwise, I would be there. Honest to goodness, I would love to see this, but I will watch the video. You got it. And folks, by the way, if you need those email addresses again, you can give me a call here at KFGO. I've got them written down right in front of me right here. That's going to wrap it up for this portion of Nighttime Live here.